Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 48, Part 12. Lord Chaitanya then proceeded towards South India for some time, and he converted all that he met on the way to become devotees of Lord Sri Krishna. And such devotees also converted many others to the cult of devotional service or Bhagavat Dharma of the Lord. And thus Mahaprabhu reached the bank of the Godavari, where Lord Chaitanya met Srila Ramananda Roy, the governor of Madras, on behalf of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, the king of Orissa. Lord Chaitanya's talks with Ramananda Roy are very important for higher realization of transcendental knowledge, and the conversation itself forms a small booklet. However, we shall herewith give a summary of the conversation. Sri Ramananda Rai was a self-realized soul, although outwardly he belonged to a caste lower than the Brahmana in social status. Ramananda was not in the renounced order of life, and besides that, Ramananda was a high government servant in the state. Still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Ramananda as a liberated soul on the strength of the high order of his realization of transcendental knowledge. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya accepted Srila Haridas Thakur, a veteran devotee of the Lord, coming from a Mohammedan family. And there are many other great devotees of Mahaprabhu who came from different communities, sects, and castes. Lord Chaitanya's only criterion was the standard of devotional service of the particular person. Mahaprabhu was not concerned with the outward dress of a man. Mahaprabhu was concerned only with the inner soul and her activities. Therefore, all the missionary activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are to be understood to be on the spiritual plane, and as such, the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the cult of Bhagavad Dharma, has nothing to do with mundane affairs, sociology, politics, economic development, or any such sphere of material life. Srimad Bhagavatam is the purely transcendental urge of the soul. When Lord Chaitanya met Sri Ramananda Roy on the bank of the Godavari, the Varna Ashram Dharma, followed by the Hindus, was mentioned by Lord Chaitanya. Srila Ramananda Roy said that by following the principles of Varna Ashram Dharma, or the system of four castes and four orders of human life, everyone could realize transcendence. In the opinion of Lord Chaitanya, the system of Varna Ashram Dharma is superficial only, and it has very little to do with the highest realization of spiritual values. The highest perfection of life is to get detached from material attachment and proportionately realize the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The personality of Godhead recognizes a living being who is progressing in that line. Devotional service, therefore, is the culmination of the culture of all knowledge. When Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared for the deliverance of all fallen souls, Krishna advised the deliverance of all living entities as follows. The Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, from whom all living entities have emanated, must be worshipped by all their respective engagements, because everything that we see is also the expansion of Krishna's energy. And that is the way of real perfection, and it is approved by all bona fide acharyas, past and present. The system of Varna Ashram is more or less based on moral and ethical principles, and there is very little realization of transcendence as such. And so Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it as superficial and asked Ramananda Roy to go further into the matter. Sri Ramananda Roy then suggested renunciation of fruitive actions unto the Lord. In the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna advises in this connection, whatever you do, whatever you eat, and whatever you give, as well as whatever you perform in penance, offer to me alone. This dedication on the part of the worker suggests that the personality of Godhead is a step higher than the impersonal conception of the Varna Ashram system, but still the relation of the living being and the Lord is not distinct in that way. Lord Chaitanya therefore rejected this proposition, asking Ramananda Roy to go further. Ramananda then suggested renunciation of the Varna Ashram Dharma and acceptance of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya did not approve of this suggestion also for the reason that all of a sudden one should not renounce one's position, for that may not bring in the desired result. So then it was further suggested by Ramananda Roy that attainment of spiritual realization, freed from the material conception of life, is the topmost achievement for a living being. Lord Chaitanya rejected this suggestion also, because on the plea of such spiritual realization, much havoc has been wrought by unscrupulous persons, and therefore all of a sudden, this is not possible. Ramananda Roy then suggested sincere association of self-realized souls and hearing submissively the transcendental message of the pastimes of the personality of Godhead. So now, this suggestion was welcomed by Lord Chaitanya. This suggestion was made following in the footsteps of Lord Brahmaji, who said that the personality of Godhead is known as Ajita, or the one who cannot be conquered or approached by anyone. But such Ajita also becomes Jitta or conquered only by one method, which is very simple and easy. That simple method is that one has to give up the arrogant attitude of declaring oneself to be God himself. One must be very meek and submissive and try to live peacefully by lending the ear to the speeches of the transcendentally self-realized soul who speaks on the message of Bhagavad Dharma, or the religion of glorifying the Supreme Lord and his devotees. For to glorify a great man is a natural instinct for living beings, but they have not learned to glorify the Lord. Perfection of life is attained simply by glorifying the Lord in association with a self-realized devotee of the Lord. The self-realized devotee is one who surrenders unto the Lord fully and who does not have attachment for material prosperity. Material prosperity and sense enjoyment and their advancement are all activities of ignorance in human society. Peace and friendship are impossible for a society detached from the association of God and his devotees. Therefore, it is imperative that one sincerely seek the association of pure devotees and hear them patiently and submissively from any position of life. The position of a person in the higher or lower status of life does not hamper one on the path of self-realization. The only thing one has to do is hear from a self-realized soul with a routine program. The teacher may also deliver lectures from the Vedic literatures, following in the footsteps of the bygone acharyas who realized the absolute truth. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this simple method of self-realization, generally known as Bhagavad Dharma. Srimad Bhagavatam is the perfect guide for this person. Above these topics discussed by Lord Chaitanya and Sri Ramananda Roy, there were still more elevated spiritual talks between these two great personalities, and we purposely withhold those topics for the present because one has to come to the spiritual plane before further talks with Ramananda Roy can be heard. And we have presented these further talks of Srila Ramananda Roy with Lord Chaitanya in another book entitled Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. At the conclusion of this meeting, Sri Ramananda Roy was advised by Lord Chaitanya to retire from government service and come to Puri Jagannath so that they could live together and relish a transcendental relationship. Sometime later, Sri Ramananda Roy retired from the government service and took a pension from the king. Ramananda returned to his residence in Puri Jagannath, where Ramananda was one of the most confidential devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And there was another gentleman at Puri Jagannath of the name Shiki Mahiti, who was also a confidant like Ramananda Roy. Lord Chaitanya used to hold confidential talks on spiritual values with three or four companions at Puri Jagannath, and Mahaprabhu passed 18 years in that way in spiritual trance. Lord Chaitanya's talks were recorded by his private secretary, Sri Damodara Goswami, one of the four most intimate devotees. Lord Chaitanya extensively traveled all over the southern part of India. The great saint of Maharashtra, known as Saint Tukaram, was also initiated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Saint Tukaram, after initiation by Lord Chaitanya, overflooded the whole of the Maharashtrian province with the Sankirtan movement, and the transcendental flow is still rolling on in the southwestern part of the great Indian peninsula. Lord Chaitanya excavated from South India two very important old literatures, namely the Brahma Samhita and the Krishna Karnamrita, and these two valuable books are authorized studies for the person in the devotional line. Lord Chaitanya then returned to Puri Jagannath after his South Indian tour. Recorded December 6, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.